I'm not sure it's good. They say time heals everything.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going through this timeline, folks, of all of the atrocities, all the attacks that this administration has put down on the American people since George Bush walked into the office January 20th of 2001. It's as a reminder for our veteran listeners, and that's as an awakening for our new listeners. Because I know for the sake of the new listeners, you didn't get any of this. If you did, it was just a spin on some of it through mainstream media. June of 2002, the Supreme Court upholds the right of school administrators to conduct mandatory drug testing of students without probable cause. November of 2002, Homeland Security Act of 2002 established a separate Department of Homeland Security. Among other things, the department will federally coordinate for the first time all local and state enforcement nationwide and run a directorate of information and analysis with authority to compile comprehensive data on U.S. citizens using public and commercial records, including credit card, phone, bank, and travel. The department also will be exempt from Freedom of Information Act disclosure requirements. Homeland Security Department's jurisdiction has been widely criticized for being nebulously defined and has extended beyond terrorism into areas including immigration, pornography, and drug enforcement. And I might remind you that the head of Homeland Security is a former KGB agent by the name of Michael Chertoff. Now, is that alone enough to send a red flag, or maybe a light bulb goes off in your head? February of 2003, draft of Domestic Security Enhancement Act, that's Patriot Act 2, a secret document prepared by the Department of Justice, is leaked by the Center for Public Integrity. Provisions of the February 7th draft version included removal of court-ordered prohibition against police agencies spying on domestic groups. The FBI would be granted powers to conduct searches and surveillance based on intelligence gathered in foreign countries without first obtaining a court order. Creation of DNA database of suspected terrorists. Prohibition of any public disclosure of the names of alleged terrorists, including those who have been arrested. Exemptions from civil liability for people and businesses who voluntarily turn private information over to the government. Snitches. Ninnies. Criminalization of the use of encryption to conceal incriminating communications, automatic denial of bail for persons accused of terrorism-related crimes, reversing the ordinary common law burden of proof principle. All alleged terrorists would be required to demonstrate why they should be released on bail rather than the government being required to demonstrate why they should be held. And does S-1959 ring a bell in this, folks? Expansion of the list of crimes eligible for the death penalty? The United States Environmental Protection Agency would be prevented from releasing worst-case scenario information to the public about chemical plants. United States citizens whom the government finds to be either members of or providing material support to terrorist groups could have their United States citizenship revoked and be deported to foreign countries. Although the bill itself has never yet been advanced in Congress due to public exposure, some of its provisions have become law as parts of other bills. For example, the Intelligence Authorization Act of Fiscal 2004 grants the FBI unprecedented power to obtain records from financial institutions without requiring permission from a judge. Under the law, the FBI does not need to seek a court order to access such records, nor does it need to prove just cause. Does it sound like this is a free country in which we are living, folks, under the Bush administration? Does any of this have any semblance of a ring of freedom to you? All of this has been imposed since George Bush took office. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to continue with this. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. If you want to add a question or comment, feel free to call in. I've got some more on this, but I think I can intertwine it with some calls, if you will. Look forward to hearing from you. And don't forget my bumper music. Be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was in the midst of giving the veteran patriots a reminder of why we do what we do, and the new listeners an awakening to the atrocities committed by this administration in attacking the American people with this legislation and presidential orders since the taking of the presidency just starting January 20th of 2001. I'm going to take a break real quick, go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I was reading an article the other day. It's on whatreallyhappened.com, and it links to another site, but it's a timeline from, I don't remember what date, but I think it was either around September 11th or prior to that, and it goes date by date as far as the things that are going through legislation and being passed and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's the one you're reading or if this is another one.
It could very well be. That's one of the sites that I use, and I didn't write this down. When I print them out, a lot of times it misses the print. So what I'll do is I'll go into a notepad and I type it out, or I print it out, and then it doesn't tell me exactly where it came from. But I'm relatively certain that it probably is, Patrick.
Okay, well, if it's not, then that's information that people should check out.
And if it is, what I generally do with a lot of these articles is I'll go back in and I'll look them up again and then I'll post them on my website. So, if you want to go in for a review of that, you can do that later.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Patrick. All right. Appreciate the call. Okay, getting back to this. March of 2003, folks, an executive order issued which radically tightens the declassification process of classified government documents, as well as making it far easier for government agencies to make and keep information classified. The order delayed by 3 years the release of declassified government documents dating from 1978 and earlier. It also allowed the government to treat all material sent to American officials from foreign governments, no matter how routine, as subject to classification, and expanded the ability of the CIA to shield documents from declassification. And finally, it gave the vice president the power to classify information as well. Just what Cheney needs, huh? Also in March of 2003, in a ruling seen as a victory for the concentration of ownership of intellectual property and an erosion of the public domain, the Supreme Court in Eldred v. Ashcroft held that a 20-year extension of the copyright period from 50 years after the death of the author to 70 years, called for by the Sonny Bono copyright extension, not violate either the Copyright Clause or the First Amendment. In Damore v. Kim, the Supreme Court ruled that even permanent residents could be subject to mandatory detention when facing deportation based on a prior criminal conviction without any right to an individualized hearing to determine whether they were dangerous or a flight risk. In the fall of that year, the FBI changes its traditional policy of destroying all data and documents collected on innocent citizens in the course of criminal investigations. This information would, according to the Bureau, now be permanently stored. 2 years later, in late 2005, Executive Order 13388 expanded across to those files for state, local, and tribal governments and for appropriate private sector entities, which are not defined. In the fall of 2003, as authorized by the Patriot Act, the FBI expands the practice of national security letters, originally introduced in the 70s for espionage and terrorism investigation. It enabled the FBI to review in secret the customer records of suspected foreign agents. This was extended by the Patriot Act to include permitting clandestine scrutiny of all United States residents and visitors, whether suspected of terrorism or not. In January of 2004, the FBI begins keeping a database of U.S. citizens based on information obtained via NSLs. In the spring, John Ashcroft invokes state secrets privileges to forbid former FBI translator Sybil Edmonds from testifying in a case brought by families to victims of the 9/11 attacks. Litigation by 9/11 families is subsequently halted. June of 2004, the Supreme Court upholds a Nevada state law allowing police to arrest suspects who refuse to provide identification based on police discretion of reasonable suspicion. Can you say taser? January of 2005, the Supreme Court rules that police do not need to have probable cause to have drug-sniffing dogs examine cars stopped for routine traffic violation. June of 2005. Well, just goes up to then. All right. I must have ran out of paper in the printer, folks. I'll have to go back in there, which I will do. But this is just an overview for those of you who want to be reminded, and for those of you who do not know and are not aware of the attacks perpetrated on the constitutional rights of us as Americans since this cabal took office. And for anybody out there who is naive enough to think that George Bush has the peace, the security, and the freedoms of the American people in mind, you better think again, okay? Because all of this has been perpetrated by this man, whether it be by his own, his own act or somebody that is pulling the strings, which is probably the case. This man is not for freedom. He is not for a constitutional republic. He is not for sovereignty of the American people. He is for bringing down the borders. He signed in 2005, March 23rd, I believe, was the day that him, Vicente Fox, and then Prime Minister of Canada, Martin, signed the agreement to implement the North American Union, which you can find on spp.gov. This man has nothing to do with protecting the American people. Absolutely nothing. And where do they go from this? If you'll also recall, and this is off the top of my head, folks, I believe it was early on in the presidency when George Bush either invoked a presidential order or there was legislation passed to protect the pharmaceutical companies from having any liability, any culpability on any manufacturing of a pharmaceutical drug that may harm individuals. Does Merck Pharmaceuticals come to mind here? Okay. And I think of the HPV virus, and I think of the people that I've had come up on my show, Wendy Callahan and Ingrid Castle, and these people that have been talking about the vaccinations, and Mary Toko telling us of the draconian vaccines that have been coming out with cancer viruses in them, with what do you call it, formaldehyde in it, with mercury in it, thimerosal in it, which does immense amount of irreparable damage to a human being, and they are held from any contempt, any liability whatsoever by putting these drugs on the market, putting these vaccines on the market, and then to add insult to injury, guys. I got this. I had an email sent to me by one of my former guests, Marilyn Barnwall. I had her up talking about the chemtrails, and she sent me an email. Says, Michael, I couldn't help but think of our conversation about restless leg syndrome. Remember restless leg syndrome? I've mentioned that on my show numerous times, where they'll come on on a commercial in the midst of a television, a sitcom or whatever, and they will try to convince you that if you have, if your leg happens to be bouncing or any another of a myriad of different things, they're trying to tie in normal human experiences, now masquerading as disordered, telling you to see your doctor and then prescribing you a drug for it to dumb you down even further. Let me take a break. I'm going to go into this in a minute. Let's go to Steve in California. Steve, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Real good. Did you notice that... In the middle of all of this takeover of the U.S. by the Bushites and the destruction of the last bit of the Republic and the Constitution, if they get away with it, and yes, I'm for Ron Paul, but my point is this: did you notice that Kissinger suddenly got back into the act? That Bush appointed him as somebody very special who was going to be, you know, advising throughout all of this.
Of late, you're talking about?
Kissinger is the same individual that used Operation Condor to totally destabilize South America some
right.
decades ago.
Right. And but what I'm asking you, are you talking about lately he is just appointing? Oh, I believe he's been having communication.
That was a couple years or so ago.
Okay. Well, no, it reminds me of another segment I read on my show the other day regarding Kissinger and how, you know, Bush had put out a press release that was giving accolades to Kissinger for heading up the 9/11 Commission investigation, and that was derailed by the Jersey Four. I mean, it gags me with a spoon because all of these guys are in bed together. It's like a group of inbreds. They're all family. They all have an agenda involved, and they appoint one another to do their dastardly deeds, and they're all laughing at us from behind closed doors. But no, in respect of listening or in respect of reading that, he was appointed a couple years ago to do something else, you know, nefariously within the administration. No, I hadn't heard it, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Well, my point is this: the Kissinger is much more important than people understand. He tells Benjamin Netanyahu to jump, and Netanyahu says, "How high?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kissinger is the Zionist, and you will not understand the Bushite agenda until you understand the Zionists pulling the strings behind it, because they are the ones that have manipulated things to this point, to the insane point, and I think Putin has this figured out and has decided to back off, the insane point where they have both the U.S., USSR, well, former USSR, now Russia, but and Red China spinning about at each other's throats while Israel sits there in the Middle East using the U.S. to propagate a totally unlawful, unjust, and immoral war against Iraq, Afghanistan, and in the future, if George gets his way, Iran. And that's when it can go nuclear. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about insanity. Here's the point: you got to understand that the Lurianic Kabbalists are behind the Likudniks. They're a religious faction. They believe that their God, which isn't the same as the Judeo-Christian God, the Zionist God, they believe their God will allow them to survive an all-out nuclear war while everyone else dies. That's absurd. You drop an A-bomb. Guess what? Whoever's there dies. End of discussion.
Well, unless there's any truth to these rumors, and I've run across many times about these underground cities and tunnels that have been dug and built several years ago and continue on construction to this day, and they think they're all just going to, retire underground for a few years. I'll tell you what, Steve, we've got to take a break. I'll hold you over if you like.
Okay.
Okay. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We'll continue this discussion when we get back. Stick with us, folks. I got more.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I have Steve on the line. Steve, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, I found the link I was looking for, and I posted it in the chat room so anybody that's interested can look at it. It was the President signs 9/11 Commission Bill. Okay, this is back in 2002, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And Kissinger was appointed to be head of the commission. And Bush, you know, went on blather about what a great guy he was and everything. And if you believe that, I got a bridge for sale in Brooklyn. But anyway, the next thing that this is Bush speaking. I want to thank the congressional leaders for their work on this commission and the broader legislation as well. The law I signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats. That's anybody that opposes Bush.
Right.
And on weapons of mass production, weapons proliferation, which, of course, we've never found any. except in Israel. In a period of rapidly changing dangers, we will continue to work with the Congress to get the resources we need to gather information so we can better defend America. He's not interested in defending anything other than an insane agenda that is Christian Zionism. And, you know, I speak as a Catholic. I have a lot of evangelical friends, but they have the brains to understand that Christian Zionism has nothing to do with Christianity. Mm-hmm. Christian Zionism is a political movement that masks itself as a religious belief, which it is not. It is all about Israel coming to the fore as an occupying force in Palestine and hence in the entire Middle East, all the way from the Suez, all the way through to and including all of Iran. The people who live there already kind of rather object to this idea. You can just imagine. What if the Hungarians decided to invade New York State and take it over? Do you think the people in New York State might object to it? Of course they would. You know, it's absurd. And yet, we are told because of Holocaustianity that, you know, somehow there is a righteousness here that is arcane and above and overarching of everything else, and it overrules everything, and so therefore we must go along with it. Bush buys into all of this. John Hagee is the most insane pseudo-evangelical false prophet out there in the world of TBN and the rest of that. And he is he's got Bush's ear. Anything Hagee says, Bush goes along with it. Benjamin Netanyahu tells Hagee that, you know, he has proof that Iran has nuclear weapons, and Hagee tells Bush. CIA comes out and says, guess what, George? It ain't there, fella.
Well, Steve, up to this point, you have said nothing that I disagree with. I'm very familiar. But even factions of the religious right are starting to question some of this. So, you know, I know where you're coming from. And matter of fact, I just found the end of this, some of these atrocities that have been perpetrated on the American people. And I'm going to continue with that. But no, your sentiments, I'm right on with you. Okay, that's exactly what's going on. Anything else you want to add to it?
No, that's fine, Mike, and thanks for the program. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Steve. I appreciate so much the call. And, yes, you know, Steve is absolutely right. You know, the religious right was a big backer in the in getting Bush elected in 2001 or back in the election of 2000, which, you know, was questionable at any rate. We know he stole that election. But let me get back to this. I found the balance of this, and I want to continue with this, and then I'm going to go into what they're doing to us afterwards. In June, the Supreme Court rules that the federal government can prosecute medical marijuana users even in states which have laws permitting medical marijuana. In the summer, the Patriot Act, due to expire at the end of 2005, is reauthorized by Congress. In the winter of 2005, the Senate blocks reauthorization of certain clauses in the Patriot Act. In 2006, in March, the Senate passes an amended version of the Patriot Act reauthorization with three basic changes from the original, including recipients of secret court orders to turn over sensitive information on individuals linked to terrorism investigations are not allowed to disclose those orders but can challenge the gag order after 1 year. Libraries would not be required to turn over information without the approval of a judge and recipients of an FBI national security letter, and investigators' demand for access to personal or business information would not have to tell the FBI if they consult a lawyer. New bill also said to extend congressional oversight over executive department usage guidelines. Shortly after the bill is signed by George Bush, it declares oversight rules are not binding. In June, the Supreme Court rules that evidence obtained in violation of the knock-and-announce rules can still be permitted in court. In September, the U.S. Congress and Senate approved the Military Commissions Act, which authorizes torture and strips non-U.S. citizen detainees suspected of terrorist ties of the right of habeas corpus, which includes formal charges, counsel, and hearings. It also empowers U.S. presidents at their discretion to declare U.S. citizens as enemy combatants and subject to detention without charge or due process. In October, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act is passed. This act allows the president to declare a public emergency and station U.S. military troops anywhere in America, as well as take control of state-based National Guard units without consent of a governor or other local authorities. The law authorizes presidential deployment of U.S. troops to round up and detain potential terrorists, illegal aliens, and disorder citizenry. Potential terrorists. Now, the John Warner defense bill allows them to round up and detain potential terrorists, and then we've also got the homegrown radicalization bill that they want to shove down our throat as well. In May of 2007, National Security Presidential Directive 51 establishes a new post-disaster plan, with disaster defined as any incident, whether it be natural or man-made, resulting in extraordinary mass casualties, damage, or destruction, which places the president in charge of the three branches of government. The directive overrides the National Emergencies Act, which gives Congress power to determine the duration of a national emergency. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm going to continue with this real shortly. In July, let's see, which year is this? Let me go back here for a moment. I get confused, folks. So we went through the Military Commissions Act, went through the John Warner Defense Bill, and I believe, yes, that was May of 2007, the Presidential Directive 51, and in July, Executive Order 13438, blocking property of certain persons who threaten stabilization efforts in Iraq, is issued. The order asserts the government's power to confiscate the property of persons determined to have committed or to pose a significant risk of committing an act or acts of violence that have the purpose or effect of threatening the peace or stability of Iraq or the government of Iraq, or undermining efforts to promote economic reconstruction and political reform in Iraq, or to provide humanitarian assistance to the Iraqi people. Can you say anti-war protester? To seize the property of these people in October of this year. The Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Act passes the House of Representatives 400-6. It's to be voted on in the Senate when they reconvene after the holidays. The act proposes the establishment of a commission composed of members of the House and Senate, Homeland Security, and others to examine and report upon the facts and causes of violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, and ideologically based violence in the United States, and specifies the role of the Internet in fostering and disseminating extremism. According to the bill, the term violent radicalization means the process of adapting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change, while the term ideologically based violence means to use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group of individual to promote the group or individual's political, religious, or social beliefs. And this, folks, for the sake of the new listeners, is why we fight. This is why we get on the telephone. This is why we call our congressmen and call our senators, because all of the dumbed-down, mind-numbed, Rush Limbaugh, ditto-head Americans who drive their SUVs and watch Dancing with the Stars and don't have a clue because mainstream media doesn't report any of this, and if they report any of it, they put a spin on it. This is the reason, folks, and for the sake of the new listeners, that we, the Patriots, are fighting behind the scenes to try to maintain what limited freedoms you have left, and to reverse this trend, and to get back to where we were as a constitutional republic, which is what we were taught that we lived in when we grew up in school, which turned out to be a lie, and it turned out just about everything else they've told us has turned out to be a lie. And if you think that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, then go back to World War II. They had prior knowledge of that a week before it was attacked. President Roosevelt knew it. And guess what? That's mainstream news now. There was just a report on, I believe it was either the History Channel or AMC, just over the weekend. I didn't watch it, but one of my listeners sent me an email. This stuff that has been going on for so long has been the rule. If anything happens by accident, it's the exception. They planned this stuff. Again, this is for the sake of the new listeners. I know all the veterans out there know. But then what do they do with us? Okay? They can't afford to have us win. They can't afford to have us educate and enlighten the American dumbed-down people, the people that they do they continually on a 24/7 basis propagandize. They put fluoride in the water to dumb down their pineal glands. And then, getting back into this email that was written to me by Marilyn Barnwell, and I want to thank her for it. Michael, I couldn't help but think of our conversation about restless leg syndrome and how Big Pharma is funding a medication for everything and selling it as I read the following article. The further you go into this article, the more syndromes that he explains. He, being Christopher Kent, looks like he's an attorney. But I'm going to read this because they're inventing illnesses for us, folks. They're starting to look at the normal human experience of us being just who we are. They're masquerading normal human experience as disorders, and they are promoting it. They are through the airwaves. They are putting it in such a way on the television screen in your dumbed down hypnotic state that you may very well have this illness that they have made up, and then you want to consult your doctor and go pay for a prescription drug that will give you side effects from taking it. And I'm going to read this. An article called Retail Therapy 1 caught my attention, says Christopher Kent. It described the results of a study where compulsive shoppers were treated with either a drug citalopram or a placebo. The lead researcher was thrilled with the results, and the patient said to me, "I go to the shopping mall with my friends now, and I don't buy anything." Well, this patient at least bought something. They bought the notion that excessive shopping is a disease to be treated with medication. Can you believe this, folks? And how many of the dumbed-down American public are believing it? How many of them are on some sort of medication because of some invented illness invented behind closed doors by a bunch of people who are looking to make a fortune in the pharmaceutical industry and are laughing at them behind their back? Let me continue. What constitutes excessive shopping? The article states that one of the subject owned 55 cameras. I once collected cameras. Perhaps that makes me a victim of the disease. By the way, the treatment came with a price. Some side effects, which include loss of sexual desire and sleepiness. The study further admits it is not known why citalopram is effective for treating compulsive shoppers. With Big Pharma seeking new markets for existing drugs and developing drugs in search of diseases, it is not surprising that many of life's challenges are no longer considered legitimate components of the human experience, but are now medical conditions amenable to treatment. Now, the definition of a medicalized society. Webster's new Universal Unabridged Dictionary, too, defines medicalized as follows. To handle or accept as deserving of our appropriate for medical treatment. Sato 3 offers a more specific definition for medicalization, a process or a tendency whereby the phenomena which has belonged to other fields like education, law, religion, and so on have been redefined as medical phenomena. Examples abound in psychiatry's codebook for psychiatric disorders and conditions or problems, which may be a focus of clinical attention and require appropriate coding. This remarkable tome is DSM-1V4. DSM-1 was first published in 1952, and it's titled Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. My journey into DSM-4 made me think I had fallen into Alice's rabbit hole. Remember what I said. Normal human experiences are now masqueraded as disorders. Do you have difficulty sleeping after drinking coffee? Well, the problem isn't a product of your poor judgment in guzzling Java immediately before retiring. No, no. Mm-mm. You are a victim of 292-89, caffeine-induced sleep disorder. If you reflect on your shyness while tossing and turning, the problem could be the epidemic of 300.23, social phobia. Well, don't worry. Drug treatment is available. Unfortunately, if you're thinking about your place in the cosmos or spiritual issues, you've got V62.89, religious or spiritual problem. And I couldn't locate a drug for that. But bad parenting is about to become a thing of the past. It is not your fault. It's your child's fault. Besides the ubiquitous pandemic of ADHD, there are other disorders you may not be aware of. Your ill-behaving child may be suffering from 313-81, oppositional defiant disorder. If your child often argues with adults, loses their temper, deliberately annoys people, etc., you're dealing with ODD. Of course, this must be differentiated from 312.8, conduct disorder, and 312.9, disruptive behavior disorder, not otherwise specified. Should the problem be getting along with a big brother or sister, the condition is V61.8, sibling relation, relational problem. And should you argue with your spouse about whether the child should be grounded or drugged, you might be looking down the barrel of V61.1, partner relational problem. If math homework is a challenge, be sure to check for 315.1, mathematics disorder. You must be careful not to confuse this with V62.3, academic problem. If things are okay in the math department, but you have a teen experiencing uncertainty about life goals, career preferences, values, loyalties, etc., you're dealing with 313.82, identity problem. This has been downgraded from a disorder in DSM-3 to a mere problem in DSM-4. I'll bet that makes you feel better. A pill for every issue you don't want to face. A plethora of sexual issues are described as disorders. We are all familiar with Bob Dole making erectile dysfunction a household word, with the blue pill offering a solution, but that's just the tip of them. If the target of your libidinal interest is ignoring you, the problem may be 302.71, hypoactive sexual desire disorder. Lest anyone be offended, I will not address the other disorders codified in Chapter 20. Simply be happy that there are solutions that do not require you to address issues in your relationship. Men can obtain testosterone cream if a doctor determines that it's right for you. The stuff is said to work well. According to an ad in JAMA 5, sexual enjoyment and satisfaction with erection duration were improved versus baseline, but these improvements were not significant compared to placebo. The ad shows a couple dancing, a couple riding a motorcycle, and two pictures of men swinging golf clubs alone and smiling. Perhaps the next version of DSM will have a category for golf disorders. Folks, do you know what this means? Because I looked at this, and I said, you know, what I had said on previous shows is true. We've got a bunch of people sitting in a think tank behind the scenes, making up illnesses going along, prescribing a drug to it, which has side effects, and laughing behind the scenes as they amass millions of dollars in convincing a dumbed-down, mind-numbed, propagandized American public through television commercials that they indeed do have a disease that they just made up. And that, to me, is sickening. But it falls right in line with fluoride in the water. They have got everybody so dumbed down that people don't have the energy or the time or the initiative to wake up and read. And this makes our job very difficult. But I still commend you guys, at least the awakened patriots, because you're awake enough to have the diligence to let your fingers do the walking. With that, let's go to George in Florida. Go ahead, George. You're on with Michael.
Mike, you notice some of these pharmaceutical commercials, they look like if you take this pill, life is going to be great. They show them running with the dog on the beach. If I had my way just to really advertise, especially for a medication of erectile dysfunction, you know, how can you enjoy sex when you have diarrhea and you got a headache and you're nauseated with all these side effects?
In that same commercial, if I remember correctly, George, if your erection lasts for more than 4 hours, you're supposed to immediately get in touch with your doctor. So I guess it doesn't matter what the side effects are, as long as you take care of what it was that you created to begin with. Am I right in that assumption? I don't know. At any rate, the point that I'm trying to convey here is, on the one hand, we have an administration who – I don't remember whether it was Steve or the other caller that called in was talking about, they're being manipulated behind the scenes. But as I read through, this monstrous draconian legislation and presidential orders that are attacking the American people and stripping us of all our freedoms and all our liberties, while at the same time behind the scenes they are dumbing us down by the masses so we don't stand up and pay attention to it. But with what I had read at the beginning of this, with the intelligence agencies ripping the curtain away, if you will, and exposing these guys for their erroneous drum beating, their lies about going into Iran, hopefully people are starting to get the drift of what's going on. And this is why I keep beating the drums and saying, folks, you got to call your friends, neighbors, and relatives, and you got to get them to come to RBN. It's like inviting them to church, okay, because they're not going to get it in one session. They've got to continue to come and listen to RBN, to listen to the different hosts with the different perspectives of different guests, and they've got to get it instilled in their mind-numbed brains that what they're being told is a myriad of lies. I'm sorry. Go ahead, George.
Well, my kid's pediatrician, he is ostracized in the medical community because he will not give my kids antibiotics. He tells them just get plenty of rest, give them chicken soup, maybe a little ibuprofen, that's about it. And when I have what they call acid reflux disease, mm-hmm. One doctor wanted me to go get Nexium. And I went to the alternative way. I went to the organic food store, and I bought a few vitamin supplements, and it cured up that problem real quick without having to be plugged up and getting an upset stomach. Just to cure my heartburn type of thing.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, I'll tell you what, hopefully, we're making a dent and we're waking enough people where when the CIA comes on and they rip away the curtain and they show what's going on behind the scenes, I would think at some point in time the dumbed down American people would start to get a grip on what's going on. I hope so. At any rate, anything else, George?
Yeah, so I'd just like to say, as far as George Bush, George Jr., it's just, he doesn't have our freedoms, best interests at heart. And I always argue with people on this war on terror. Say, how can you have a war on terror when you have a border wide open? It's like me say I'm fighting crime and I'm going to leave my back sliding door in the backyard open.
Oh, I know. I've said that since the inception of 9/11. That if indeed, we're fighting immigration, then, or illegal immigration, then, or with 9/11, if we're really concerned about, you know, being invaded or with terrorists, we'd close the border down within weeks after 9/11. But it wasn't done, and it wasn't done because there's an agenda. Okay, well, listen, I appreciate it, man. I got to run, George. I got another caller, and I don't have much time, so I'll let you go. But I appreciate your input, partner. Okay.
Right.
All right. Thanks, George. All right. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Michael.
How are you, buddy?
Freezing my rear end off. Dropped to 8 below a couple of days ago.
Yeah? Oh,
anyway,
my gosh.
You were reading some stuff earlier, and back around 2005, I came across something, and I'm going to send it to you.
All right.
It's from the 73rd Oregon Legislative Assembly, 2005 regular session, House Bill 2101. And in that creates Oregon Homeland Security Department, abolishes Office of Emergency Management and transfers function to Oregon Homeland Security Department, abolishes Interagency Hazardous Communication Council, transfers Office of State Fire Marshal from Department of State Police to Oregon Homeland Security Department, transfers certain offices and divisions from the Department of State Police to the Oregon Homeland Security Department, and guess what? It declares emergency effective on passage. It's the perpetual emergency thing going all the way back, you know, to like 1933.
Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate, I'm going to go, rather than try to read all this stuff, I'm going to go ahead and send it off to you and give you a purview. I had it in file, and you brought something, it clicked in my head, and I went in right where it was at, dug it up, and I thought I'd pass it on to you because this is... what they do in Oregon, they do in Arizona, and they do in Kansas, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. Yeah, so, it's a domino factor. Okay, go ahead, Don. Send it on to me. Email it to me, and I'll have a read, okay?
Right.
And thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep, sir.
Okay. Folks, I hear the music. We're going to go to a break. I never heard anybody call in and give me a yay or a nay on my bumper music, so I guess I'll have to make that decision on my own. I'll be back with the final segment in 3, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And folks, I want you to congratulate yourself. All of you who picked up the telephone and did the finger walking through and called the congressmen and called the senators. We got the hate crime bill shot down. We got it stripped out of the defense authorization for fiscal 2008. Will it not rear its ugly head again? Oh, yes, I'm sure at some point with our wonderful leaders like Senator Ed Kennedy. But the Homegrown Radicalization Act – now, remember, I believe the Congress and Senate has adjourned until the first of the year, so we can take a breath. You can prepare. You can psych yourself up. We've got a few weeks here where we can go through the holidays and we can relax. But after the first of the year, I'm going to ask all of you to get ready to do the same thing again, because we're the ones that are behind the scenes that are maintaining what freedoms the rest of the dumbed-down, mind-numb American public has left. So you can congratulate one another. You can look in the mirror and congratulate yourselves. But also, I want to add, before I end today, and I mean this emphatically, is that a lot of you out there, you get frustrated, and I do too. When I go out in the public and I meet these guys like I met on an airplane when I was coming back from Mexico, and the guy is just totally gone, and there's no way that you're going to sit down and have a conversation with these people for any short period of time on a Thanksgiving dinner or a Christmas holiday or whatever, that what's going on is really happening because they've been too propagandized. So I'm going to ask you again to go in or to invite them to come to RBN, just like you'd be inviting them to come to church and have a listen, okay? Because if they listen, they get hooked. And if they get hooked, they wake up. And if they wake up, they become one of us. With that, let's go to – no, I guess I'm not going. Bill in Idaho says, leave the music and it's anthem. Okay. Well, I didn't get any telephone calls today giving me any input on my bumper music as far as the Dixie Chicks or as far as Neil Young or anybody else. So I guess I'm going to have to make that decision on my own. Frankly, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show – I am getting a little bit tired of some of it, so I am going to hook up with Chris, the engineer, and get with him about some thoughts about changing anything around. So don't think it's, you know, somebody else's show or whatever if that comes up in the not-too-distant future. I think that the Dixie Chicks are really they're the premise of the show. I'm not ready to make nice, and I'm not ready to back down, and I hope you're not either, because if we all make nice and we all back down, they're going to run over us just like they run over the mind-numb, dumbed-down American public. So remember, folks, it's your job as well as ours at RBN to wake these people up. And if you get frustrated like I do when I'm off the air and I'm talking to these people one-on-one, and I'm not saying it happens all the time, but it does happen sometimes. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose, and I'm sure with you, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But if you find yourself in a losing situation, just simply invite them to come to RBN. And have a listen, because it's only then that they're going to get hooked, wake up, and once they wake up, they're going to become one of us. And once we've got enough of us, we'll make more of a difference than we're already making. And remember, we are making a difference. So as you go through the holidays and you go through the Christmas shopping and you say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays and you shop with cash as opposed to using your credit card like James Martinez and John Stadler are suggesting that you do, just remember, okay, We got to start all over again in January, but relax, enjoy the rest of the year, and get ready, because I think 2008 is going to be a good year, especially with Ron Paul. End of another day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. John Stadtmiller is en route traveling from Phoenix back to Austin, back to Round Rock. So we'll have Charles Giuliani in the first hour and Robbie Noel in the second hour. So I will see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, folks. Bye. With